You ready?
I'm ready whenever you are.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back again. It's the Beer Bottle QBs. It's Blake. It's CJ. It's our wonderful producer, Ben. And we're here with Conspiracy Theories, the off-season episode 2, baby. And what are we covering today, boys?
Area 51, son.
What? Aliens and shit.
We told you we'd give you aliens. We're here. We're going to give you some alien talk. And we're wrapping it in Area 51. We got a little bit of everything today. Maybe some surprises at the end. We'll see what happens. So this is how we're going to run this format. We're going to start off. I found a great website. It's called How Stuff Works. Very informative site. And it's got 10 of the different conspiracy theories that is surround Area 51. So I'm going to read them off, and then we're going to just go after it and talk about what we think. Okay, we're going to no holds bar. Whatever you want to say goes. We're doing it live. All right. Can I get a drum roll, please? There we go. Number 10 on the conspiracy theory list is, this is where the government reverse engineers alien spacecraft. Number 9, it's an interrogation center for captured aliens. Number 8, it's where the autopsies of the dead aliens take place. Number 7, it's the headquarters of the secret one world government. Number 6.
I haven't heard that one.
That's a new one. Right? Pretty good, though. We can deep dive into that later. Number 6. This goes back a little bit to last episode. It's where the 1969 moon landing was staged at. Number 5, it's got a 40-story underground bunker and other crazy buildings. I think that might actually just be, like,
that's
true. I think that's just
true.
Facts.
That one just makes sense.
Yeah, I think that's just, like, a thing that they have there. All right, number 4, it's home of the black helicopters. So secret helicopters is what it says. Number 3, oh, this is a juicy one. They're breeding human-alien hybrids.
Oh, that's out there. What?
That's pretty good. It gets even more out there with number 2. Number 2, this is where the weather manipulation weapons are tested.
Oh, well, that's true.
That's actually a whole different
issue. There are currently weather. You can manipulate the weather right now. You can make it rain.
We may have to go into a different episode on that.
I'm not kidding. Look at Google Cloud seeding.
I will look at that up. Okay, so number 1, this is the most scandalous of them all, the most outrageous, the craziest thing you could ever say about Area 51, that nothing at all happens there.
Oh, shit.
That was pretty good. Pretty good. All right. Let's start. Who wants to start? Ben, take it away. I feel like you've got some thoughts.
Well, what's number 10 again? Let's start.
Yeah, let's go down the list.
Go down the list? Okay, where the government reverse engineers alien spacecraft.
Oh, yeah. I think this happens there.
That could be credible. Yeah, but I think we're just going to assume with these that there are aliens and that they are in there. The U.S. especially, just like, we've, like, led the world for a long time in aviation technology and all that. That would make a lot of sense if we had, like, an alien spaceship just kicking in the backyard and we're just tinkering with it, seeing how to make faster jet engines and shit. You know, that would make a lot of sense.
I mean, the question is, though, do we think we've actually captured one? Because you see a lot of videos of the flying saucers and the UFOs, but I don't see any anti-gravity planes out there.
Right. The thing is,
They haven't figured that out yet. They're working on it.
So you think they may? Well, you go see.
I don't think we captured them. I don't think we captured one. I think they crashed. It's not an anti-gravity spaceship. I think it's just a normal, very, very advanced, you know, spaceship. Where, I mean, anti-gravity is very difficult, like scientifically almost impossible, they say. Yeah. However, if you have an extremely advanced, you know, space shuttle type object, it's very realistic that you can fly in our atmosphere and out very easily if you're, you know, 2,000 years more advanced than us. And then that material won't be able to be picked up by our radar. So, and then, if they happen to hit a mountain or crash or get struck by lightning or something, we could have had a spaceship, and that's what I think.
I got you. I got you, but so then why haven't we been able to recreate the technology? Are we just too fucking stupid right now, or what?
Well, assuming the aliens even have anti-grav tech, how do you know the aliens?
We've seen the flying saucers. Have you seen the Navy pilots who, there's a Washington Post article, everyone should go look at it.
They don't even know what they saw. Like,
but dude, I'm looking at it, it's a flying fucking saucer. They say there's like four or five of them out there, and they're doing some crazy stuff in there. And these are our America's finest, Ben. This is top of the line, Air Force pilots.
That's true. These aren't dummies. But how do we know that these flying saucers need anti-gravity? Though, how do we know they haven't figured out some other awesome way to do what they do? Like,
I mean, I'm not saying it's anti-gravity, but you don't see any engines. It's just a little saucer that's going zipping left, right. I mean, there's some consistency between all of the UFO sightings where they see it's a bright light, it's zipping around. We all agree that we think it's a high possibility that they're re-engineering spacecraft at Area 51.
I mean, there's definitely something technological going down in there. Like, it's just impossible for it not to be, like, government facility of that size, and they're just, not doing anything in there, you know? It's like...
they're doing something.
There's definitely something technological happening. I have a theory, though, that, like, would kind of explain a lot of it, but it's boring in my mind, compared to aliens, you know, because, like...
What's the theory?
You know, with, like, the whole underground base and everything, it seems obvious that Area 51 is one of those secret nuclear launch sites, you know, that they have scattered all over the U.S., you know, like, that's a fact that they exist, right? So...
yeah, they're, like, all over the Midwest.
Yeah, but it's so obvious, though, as far as a nuclear launch point.
Who cares? It's like the most secure facility the military has. You're telling me they don't have a couple nukes just sitting in there ready to go?
Yeah, but why would you put the nukes in the same place that you're building, like, your most high-tech, airplanes? Because the U-2 bomber, like, this is a Cold War fire site, all kinds of shit.
Explosion. You're working on state-of-the-art engines. If you had an explosion, you could...
yeah.
I mean, but, like, there's state-of-the-art flight technology going into thermal warheads, too, you know? Like, it's not, like, I think the technology is applicable to the missile tech, you know, and they're very safe about the nuclear part of it.
I hope so. I'd hope they're very safe with the nuclear shit.
I hope so.
Yeah, I mean, come on now. All right.
Let's get to number nine.
Let's move to number nine. This is a good one. This should be, it's an interrogation center for captured aliens.
Yeah, once again, you know, if we are buying into the whole we've contacted aliens, like, that is the place to go, you know? It's basically, I think a better place to go would be some CIA black site, you know, that's where you put the aliens, you know, some place that no one even fucking knows about type shit, but...
well, what if it is a CIA black site?
That might be what it's out as.
Some people found out about it.
Yeah, didn't people find out about it because of the Roswell incident?
Right. That's why they think aliens exist, because they think an alien crash landed in Roswell and they took it there.
If we're talking about Roswell, have y'all seen this?
It was the spaceship alien, whatever, they confirmed took it to Area 51. That's fact.
Got
that's why this whole thing started.
Well, the Santilli Roswell footage, where it's like the video of the alien that people say is fake and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, right on the spot, real or fake?
I mean, they didn't fake that back then, you know. So it makes a lot of sense that'd be real. I heard this one crazy theory that, like, it was a Nazi spy plane. Actually, like, it was around the time, like, right after, when was Roswell? 60s, maybe. No?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's like
something like that.
Yeah, okay, so Nazi spy plane doesn't really make sense, but, like, the theory was that, like, the Russians had gotten control of it, and they were using it on us, and it crashed, and, like, this kind of shit, but, like, that just seems even more far-fetched than aliens, honestly. Like,
I mean, I don't know, Wernher von Braun was a smart cookie. He helped us get to the moon.
That's the Nazi war machine right after, I'm not sure if it was before we invaded or after, but... he was out of there before, like, the Cold War was around.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in America. He was in America making our space program go.
Yes.
But so let me backtrack real quick. Let me backtrack real quick, Ben. You said Nazi spy plane. Do you think that the Santilli footage is of Adolf Hitler? Is that what you're saying?
I don't even know what the Santilli footage is.
Look it up. It's like the most famous footage from the Roswell. It's supposedly Roswell,
And it's Hitler. Wait, how do I spell Santilli?
S-A-N-T-I-T-I-L-L-I. Yep.
L-L-I.
It's Santilli. Real famous. Real famous.
Yeah, it's really famous.
Okay.
But I want it on the record that Ben did say that this was
I typed that in. It came up. Alien Autopsy, A. Santilli. An alien latest. I don't know what.
Santilli Roswell footage part one.
In the mid 1990s.
Okay. Oh, I've seen this. That alien just looks so fake.
I mean,
so fake.
Is it fake or Hitler?
It's not Hitler.
What if it is Hitler though?
How the hell did your body get like that? If that's Hitler?
I mean, we never. There was no body ever confirmed that Hitler.
That's true.
He was probably in South America. Maybe he was taking a spy plane up to Canada. It was getting too hot in South America. So, I mean, there's lots of options there.
Plane up to Canada?
Not even more comfortable in Canada anyways, you know, where it comes from.
On that red eye to Canada?
On the red eye to Canada. It's a classic escape trip, you know. South America to Canada, one-way ticket. All right, so... What did we decide on this one? Yes or no? Interrogation center.
Before we move on, I think we need to really talk about if they are interrogating aliens, what kind of crazy stuff do we have to interrogate them with? Because these are aliens, you know. We don't know anything about their physiology or their mindset, so we got to have some.
Also, second thing, if we're interrogating them, like, don't you think the aliens would, like, attack and try to, like, get them back?
Yeah, we kind of have, like, some prisoners then, you know. Maybe they have attacked and we just didn't know, and we, like, beat them.
What?
That seems hard to believe.
Exactly, would know, dog.
I don't know.
I mean, you'd think you know.
Unless we had a secret space war.
I mean, you think you know, but you don't know if you know. All right.
Yeah, that's what the space race is actually about. It's like getting the troops out there for the secret space war.
Space war.
All right, so number 8. Autopsies of dead aliens take place at Area 51. Santilli Roswell footage. I mean, there's theoretical footage of this out there if you're a true conspiracy theorist.
That would make a lot of sense. That would make the most sense, actually, out of all these theories, the aliens were around, that we just cut them open there.
Yeah, I think if you believe that there were aliens crash-landed, you believe all the Roswell, then you have to believe that they were interrogated there, because that's where they took all of the, crashed spacecraft and alien. That's where they took them, so you have to believe that. I mean, they're not just going to let them sit there and not dissect them if they're dead.
Yeah.
You make a good point if you believe all that. The question is, do we believe all that? Do we believe that aliens have actually crashed?
Let's get into all whether or not you think aliens are real, whether or not they made contact.
I mean,
like,
I think aliens are real, but I don't know if we have them at Area 51. And I don't know if they've...
I think they crashed. I think they made a mistake, crashed, and we...
If Roswell was really an alien, we definitely have some dead aliens sitting on ice in Area 51.
Yeah, but do we have any more? Can you really preserve one alien for 60, 80 years?
I mean, we don't even know how to preserve their tissue, you know? But it could be the type of shit. Like, that's what's so crazy about alien physiology is if, like, we have no idea what any other world would create life like. So it could be like, you know, if they try to put them on ice, they try to freeze them, and the body just decays instantly, you know?
Understandable. Kind of I mean, because it's not necessarily, we don't know that a carbon is like the only base for life and such.
We could also take them out of their spaceship or out of their suit or something, and they just decompose immediately.
Once I was like, the craziest, all alien invasion theories, like, oh, they show up, they got superior tech and all this stuff, like, I read this one, it was just this little article on Reddit, and it was, what if aliens show up and find out that, like, our air is poisonous to them, water, like, corrodes their very skin, and, like, we have way more advanced weapons, like, that would honestly be, that's an invasion movie I would watch, you know, just, like, they show up, they're all big and everything, and the next thing you know, they're just getting, like, sent on the run by our shit, like.
I don't think more than a couple of them would come on once they realize that they're just getting shit on. Like,
I mean, maybe they just didn't do their homework, you know? Maybe they were like, you know what, we got this.
They're not going to send a scout out? Like, they're just going to come down full force and get shit on? Just literally burn up in a crisp?
Okay, we captured the scout, and they sent the army to like, oh, what happened to our scout, you know? And then we just kept capturing them, so they finally sent the whole troop, you know?
I think if all your scouts die, that's a pretty no-go to, like, not invade. Like, I mean...
If all your scouts die, that's a...
And how do they even make it here if, like, they were just such a shitty species to begin with?
I mean, yeah, I don't know. Maybe they dedicated more money to their space travel program than they
did.
Maybe, though. That would be a funny-ass movie, a great comedy. Like, they're just getting their shit on. Like, 50,000. And we're just mowing... Yeah. The Rock is just mowing them down. What was that, Siege?
As they get here and they land and they're just, like, really stupid, really small, like, humanoids.
And The Rock is just sitting there mowing them all down, Captain America style, one gun. Rock saves the world again, then runs for president.
The Rock doesn't even need a gun. He's just out there just punching them down.
Let's get back on the rails here.
Sorry, I keep tripping this off.
What do you mean? This whole, it's a conspiracy theory episode. It was never on the rails. All right, we'll move on to number 7, though. This is a doozy, because it's taking us in a completely different direction.
Oh, yeah, this one goes crazy. Right?
It's the headquarters of the secret one-world government.
Oh, my God. How amazing would that be?
No. So, false. I do not believe this. I mean, there could be a secret world government. That's a different topic for a different episode, so I won't get into that. But if there was, you're not getting rich people to go to Area 51. No way. It's going to be in somewhere way more badass.
So this theory relies on what's called the Majestic 12 theory. So let me just read a little expert about it. And it comes back to this. What? Have you ever heard about this?
No, give us a little background.
All right, let me get to the Wikipedia page.
I mean, I've heard multiple theories about, like, societies. I mean, like, there's this one meeting of very powerful people somewhere in, like...
Yeah, like, Illuminati, Bilderberg, stuff like that.
Yeah, but, okay. Like, one government... Oh.
So here we've got it. So it's a UFO conspiracy theory. Majestic 12 is the code name of an alleged secret committee of scientists, military leaders, and government officials... formed in 1947 by an executive order by U.S. President Harry S. Truman to facilitate recovery and investigation of alien spacecraft. The concept originated in a series of supposedly leaked secret government documents first circulated by UFOologists, didn't know that was a real thing, in 1984. Upon examination by the FBI, declared the documents to be completely bogus, yada, 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 yada. Okay, so it's a council that rules the world based on UFOs.
So what, they got some, like, advanced alien technology?
I don't believe
Yeah, that sounds seems a little far-fetched. I thought it was going a different route.
If this was a council or whatever, scientists, military, if they had this kind of power, why are they being so quiet about it? They already control the world. There's really no one to stand up and oppose them if they were just to be like, yeah, we run the world, surprise, you know, like, all these governments belong to us.
That's they can't run the world. Those 12 people can't run the world out of Area 51 in Nevada, America. They can't run the entire world. You have to have more people than just 12 people that were looking for a spaceship to run the world.
Obviously, there's a bigger organization around it in the
true,
theory,
but theoretically, you could rule the world with 12 people if you had the president of the U.S., U.K., France, Germany. China, Russia. You can rule the world with 6 people.
Well, I don't think they're
you got to think about...
Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, the president of the UN probably, too, or was it a chancellor? I forget.
What was that, CJ?
I said their headquarters wouldn't be in Nevada, though.
But that's not what it expects.
Yeah, you can't do it in where people are going to know where it is. And you're close to Vegas. Chinese people love Vegas.
They all actually live in Vegas. They just commute.
Yeah. If they're not going to... The really rich Chinese people go to Vegas. The not-as-rich ones go to Macau. But, like, I mean, it's like FU money if you go to Vegas from China because you're like, I'm flying my private jet across the world. But we digress. All right. We're moving back.
True.
What? Yeah, I don't like that
one.
It's not
a very
good theory.
Secretive about it. If they have this much power, if they have some alien technology that allows them to control the world, I don't know why they'd be hiding in Area 51.
What kind of alien tech could control the world with?
Wanna say hi?
All right, everybody. We have a new guest joining the podcast, Lee Beckelman, father of Blake and Ben. Say hi, Dad.
Hi.
Father of legends.
Father of legends. I heard that. All right. What's your take on the Area 51 conspiracy theory, Dad?
I'm not a big Area 51 fan, so I don't have a real big take on it. But it's obviously a total cover up by the government.
Okay, there we go. Okay.
Oh yeah.
So that's so. That's the official Dr. Beebs statement. Total cover up by the government.
Yeah. Right, what are the chances you think that a council of scientists and military leaders used alien technology to take over the entire world? And they're just headquartered there.
It sounds so crazy when you say it out loud.
I'd say that one's a little far fetched.
Yeah, it's a tad far fetched,
but you know. It's called the Majestic 12 theory, if you want to look into it.
That's the big mystery we're tackling right now.
I would say that one's a little hard for me to go with.
We're solving the world's problems here. All right, it's time to roll on to our next part of the
theory. Bye, Dad. And that was Lee Beckelman, everybody.
A round of applause, please. All right, moving on. Number 6, the 1969 moon landing was staged at Area 51. So we had a half debunkle of this last episode. But if they're going to stage it somewhere, Area 51, not a bad place to stage it.
Not a bad place to stage it. A lot of sand that you can turn into a moon crater. A lot of area with a desert that, you know, is not the same as the moon's surface, but is as similar as you can get. Because you can't have plants or, you know, anything, and it's kind of hard to fake it at that time. So
true. Do we think that Alex Jones has? Do you think Alex Jones has put a map of the Nevada desert on the moon and pointed out all the similarities?
Oh, I can almost guarantee that's happened.
I don't know about that. I don't know how much success he'd get in that. Alex Jones doesn't seem to put up anything that he's not 100% sure about, you know.
Sure he would be 100% sure about it when he brought it up, and then he'd sell you all the vitamin supplements you'd ever need to become big, strong like Alex Jones.
Mm-hmm. So you can see the patterns in the moon landing. Yeah.
He truly is the ultimate male role model.
Okay,
all right.
I think
we're let's take a step.
Alex Jones, well, when you're talking about conspiracy theories, he's the number one guy, right?
Turn the
frogs gay. You ever heard of the moon landing at stage in Area 51? All right.
I've got documents.
On to the next one. All right, this one's not that crazy. It's got a 40-story underground bunker and other crazy buildings. I think this is true. It's true?
Yeah.
I think there's like... There's for sure underground parts of it. Like, there's some under the lake, like...
Yeah, that's, like, proven.
It's like... Well, it's not even a secret, I don't think.
Yeah, no, it's not. Like, they released those documents, I think, in, like, 2013 or something.
Freedom of Information Act?
Yeah.
The real question is, you think they released the full schematics, then? You think they released everything?
Or yeah, they released some schematics, but they weren't... All of it.
So I was listening to a conspiracy theory earlier, and they were talking about how, like, the president, they think that the president doesn't even have access to, like, what's really in Area 51, simply because it's such a military, like, shadow government black site that, like, it's been funded under the radar for, like, 50 years, and, like, it's only for need-to-know special people, and like, so the president even gets the runaround when he tries to figure it out. It's like a plausible deniability thing.
I'm not sure about that, because it's a military facility, and the president is the absolute leader of our military, like, no matter the situation.
Yeah,
so
but they're saying
like
that there's like a shadow piece of the military that's been like acting for 50 years that like is keeping all this shit away from the president. So like, I mean, you mean that you think every president has found out about aliens and not a single one has said anything about it?
I think every president finds out about a lot of stuff that they don't want to find out about. I think that's the reason you saw a very distinct change in Donnie Q's, or is it Donnie J, whatever, his face in between running and being elected, it's like it changed.
I haven't looked at that, but I'll have to take a look at that picture.
You can see the his eyes are different. He's like still pretty like radical and candid, but like there's
something.
He wasn't
the best looking guy beforehand, so I'll have to take a look at the picture.
He looks worse, but different. Like I thought it was because he took on more than he could handle, but like. It's a very real chance that he found out about some real stuff. Like, when you get sworn in, like, they're like, if you tell someone about this, you will be murdered as an ex-president. Like, it's, like, that kind of level.
Ooh, that would be pretty nuts. Scary.
I don't know. I think there's definitely a shadow part of the government slash military, just in case, like, a president goes off the rails. I mean, you always have to have a backup.
I can see that, too. Yeah.
Well, but I mean, there's certainly, like...
There's definitely parts of the government, parts of, you know, political parties, different things like that the president doesn't know about to ensure that, say, like, you know, Trump goes off the rails or something and it's like, we need to invade Texas, you know? It's like, okay, no, that's not going to happen. And, you know, like, you have to have, you know, people loyal to the flag and not just... people.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. Yes. I think, I mean, there's like 16 separate like intelligence agencies at the U.S. and no one ever talks about any of them besides the NSA and the CIA. So what the fuck are all the other ones doing? You know what I mean?
It's more secretive shit, I bet.
Exactly. Yeah. And then like, I think there definitely is a shadow part that like keeps plausible deniability because like people don't think that people can handle it. I don't think a lot of people could handle it. We have too many stupid people in America for everyone to be able to handle
the
fact that there's aliens.
That's why they're keeping the aliens away from us, because we couldn't handle it. We would...
freak out that much.
Normal people, like, none of us would freak out because we've been expecting this for a while. But think about the Bible Belt. No offense to the Bible Belt, but if you're, if you're a devout Christian person and, like, believe that we're the only people on the earth... or in the universe, that's a pretty big shock if you find out there's aliens, you know?
Huge shock.
Same for, like, the Middle East. Like, if you're a devout Muslim, like, and you find out that there's aliens, like, that's going to be a pretty big shock in places like Saudi Arabia and Iran, who are ultra-conservative.
Those people are going to deny it, obviously.
But in the South American rainforest, and you see this huge alien ship fly over your jungle, you're going to lose your mind.
I mean, if you're in the South American rainforest, a lot of shit's going to make you lose your mind. Like,
the giant anaconda,
G7, you're like, what? Like, that kind of stuff.
Like an alien, this giant, like, starship destroyer from Star Wars just enters the atmosphere. You're going to be like, my God.
All right. I saw anything that level entering our atmosphere. That would be, oh, God, that would be some shit.
All right, so our next one.
That's why they have to keep us. That's why if there's aliens, that's why they stayed away. I think they're intelligent. They came down. They're like, "Are you guys ready to meet us?" And everybody at that time was basically like, "No."
Well, there's other theories that like aliens have been like purposely interfering in affairs and like stopping like destroying nuclear bases and like stopping nuclear bombs from like going off and shit and like doing like. The documentary Unacknowledged, I only made it through half of it before I fell asleep, but, like, that is one of their big things, is, like, that like, they're all about stopping nuclear weapons, and they're, like, fascinated with, like, stopping the nuclear technology. Like, they're, like, a futuristic species that has already been through this stage of their evolution and, like, past it or something.
They're trying to stop us from the nuclear
Ooh,
I think is a pretty interesting...
Okay, I got
it. Kind of gets you in a philosophical circle then, because, like, if that were true, you wonder if this alien society would be where it's at right now if it wasn't for their nuclear past. You know, so are they keeping us below that then?
No, or? I think they're like the survivors of it, like, in that theory.
I've got something for you guys. What if they go society to society and they monitor when they become in their nuclear age, but they have to, they try to get the society to, you know, overcome and get past and realize that, you know, nuclear weapons are bad because all they lead to are destruction. What if they go society to society teaching people that?
Like, through the cosmos?
Yeah.
Like, there's a bunch of us's out there, and, like, this is, like, the most advanced. They're, like, 5 billion light years into the future.
Right.
Because, I mean, if you think about it in one way, the cosmos could be time, as in it's like the species are way older than us, and their galaxy is way older than us. And so, like, I mean, that would make a lot of sense. Like,
I love the interstellar theory that, like, you know, like, aliens as we know them or, like, think of them is actually just humans in the future so far advanced that they're able to communicate with us back through the past, you know? And so, like, our simple minds think of them as aliens, but it's actually just our own society talking back at us.
Oh, that would be so dope.
That would be, like, incredible, right?
I would go back and tell my ancestors how to make $1 billion, like...
Yeah.
I would tell them to go invent Google and some shit. Like,
$10 a share. Get in.
Yeah. Like, I would make my family so rich. You know?
How do you know Bill Gates didn't do that? Or
Melissa
way down the line.
If that's the case.
And just give him, like, all of the money I had and be like, I want 50% of Facebook. And then just go chill.
I want, you just early invest in Google, Facebook, Amazon, you just take like 3-5% of each and then just watch it grow.
Yeah.
Go hang out with Bill Gates in the garage. Hey, Bill, how you doing? Here's $200,000 for 65% of your company.
This is going to be dope, man. I can't wait to see what we do.
Mm. Or even better, go back even further.
Maybe you should call it Microsoft.
Maybe, just a suggestion, just throwing it out there. What if you were to go back and invest and, like, partner up with Walt Disney, though? Like, be his financial backer making his first shows, though. Like, imagine what you'd have now.
I thought Walt Disney was a Nazi.
No, he just hated Jews.
Oh.
Why? I didn't know either of
Walt
these
Disney
things.
Had, like, this extreme prejudice against Jews.
Really?
Yeah.
That's super shitty.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah. It's true.
I did not know that.
There's something like that. It's something.
A lot of people write a lot of jokes about that. It might not be confirmed, but it's like,
yeah, we don't know if that's true. Walt Disney.
I mean, we should definitely look into that. They should probably think about a rebrand if that's the case. You know,
rebrand Disney. Come on,
I would rebrand the shit out of Disney. Disney sucks. They're ruining Star Wars, but that's for another time.
Okay. Yeah.
All right,
they are a different number on Star Wars.
We're moving on to our next one. It's the home of the black helicopters. All right, so let's talk about what the black helicopter is. I'm gonna give you a little color to this. So Area 51 is the manufacturing site of the government's infamous black helicopters, which supposedly are used to conduct sinister missions such as spraying clouds of toxic chemicals over suburban neighborhoods. There have even been people who have claimed they've been abducted by government black helicopters and turned over to flying saucer crews for examinations, which suggests a link between extraterrestrials and human elite who are out to forge a one-world government and intermingle. It's always the fucking one-world government with these people.
Yeah, no, this is not true.
Like,
there's
what?
No secret helicopter.
Black helicopters might be. There's no way they're abducting people and then just shipping them off to the aliens.
Yeah, that's
secret choppers.
That's one of the worst ones I've seen. And it just keeps leading, like, why do these people just always lead back to a one-world government? Why are people so obsessed with that?
I don't know.
I think they're just rationalizing that if a small shadow part of the government, like, actually got a hold of alien technology, like, you know, like, it's just kind of natural that they might take over the world, try to rule it in this, like, sort of symbiotic way. I think it's more like that the English and the Dutch, when they colonized the Congo and a lot of other parts of Africa, what they did is they selected an elite within the country they were colonizing, and they used them as, like, their go-between with the common people, and they elevated this small group to elite status. It's actually a lot of what caused the war in Rwanda was this kind of, they raised them to an elite status and then they used them to control the colony. You know, so basically it would be like the aliens came in and they made a deal with our elite that, like, our elite would get to live better if like the aliens could use the rest of the earth, basically.
Damn, that's pretty interesting.
Yeah, that would be mindfuck.
That's an interesting take. I mean, that's definitely, I could see that, but the only thing that I have an issue is, like, what do the aliens need from Earth that we wouldn't notice is going missing?
Maybe diamonds, gold, oil.
Could be oil.
Yeah, anything we're running short on right now, basically. Yeah, I think
rubies. I don't see a whole lot of rubies out there anymore.
Yeah, for the rubies.
That's you never know. It could be humans, the rubies.
You know, they might be a labor force, and they're just picking us off bit by bit. You know,
that's true. The black helicopter is taking it to them.
One way to deal with the help with the population problem.
One world government.
One world government. You heard it here first, boys. All right, so the next one. This one's pretty good, and I have some thoughts about this. So they're breeding human-alien hybrids. And my first thought, LeBron James. He's an alien hybrid. He never gets injured. He's a freak of nature. If you just took a human baby LeBron and injected him with a little bit of alien, I mean, we've all seen Space Jam, right?
Yeah.
He's starring in Space Jam 2, right?
Oh, he is.
Space Jam 2, LeBron.
If Space Jam 2 ever comes out.
We're just connecting the dots here, guys. Just connecting the dots. You know, I mean, it makes sense. It just makes sense.
It could. Plausible.
I mean, explain some other people, too, like Usain Bolt or...
Oh, that's a good one, too.
Or Dwayne The Rock Johnson, obviously. Like, how do you get, like... Or actually, better, The Mountain from... Don't tell me there's something weird going on in, like, because his whole family's like that, too. Like,
He's like 6'8", 400 pounds or something like that?
Yeah,
something
crazy like that.
6'9"?
Yeah, I saw him. I watched a clip of him. He was at this year's World's Strongest Man thing, and he was literally just, like, the bar was, like, one of those special bars, and he was still bending it over his back as he was doing shit. It was, like, some nuts stuff. Like,
that dude can lift over 1,000 pounds. He can pick up over 1,000 pounds. And he would crush me.
Yeah. He could literally tear you in half, probably.
He'd probably break your face in.
Probably could. He could break my arm off my body, no problem.
He could just snap your arm off and then just beat you with it.
Like, that'd be painful. All right, so I think this is going to be a really, really good one. Because CJ's got some theories for us already. So weather manipulation weapons are being tested there.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you.
Wait, let's hear about this, Siege.
Silver oxide. If you spray silver oxide in clouds, you can force moisture to build up and you can make it rain. You literally can.
So what is this? So what is this called? What is this like process called? Cloud seeding?
Google cloud seeding in silver, I think it's silver oxide.
Yeah, cloud seeding is definitely a real thing. Most governments report that they haven't had a whole lot of success with it, though.
Well, obviously they would report that.
China does it all the time, and I think...
China does it? How do you know China does it?
Look it up.
Google real quick.
I'm doing a Google. I'm not getting a whole lot.
I know that it has fitted to...
55 billion tons of artificial rain. Cloud seeding
countries.
Google cloud seeding China.
Oh yeah. Oh shit. They are saying it is they have the largest. The largest cloud seeding system is in the People's Republic of China.
Yeah, it can make rain, dude. It can make rain.
I mean, I think I also heard something that the rain often comes down like not. What you want rain to, like, actually have. Like, it doesn't carry a lot of the natural, like, minerals and shit that rainwater usually does. It's, like, made without evaporation.
Right.
Yeah, so I heard that, like, that was a big problem with it was that they, like, the rain came down and it hurt the soil or whatever. So, like, it wasn't... I mean, I'm sure they're still working on it to find a way to make it work better. But.
So the next question is, do we think that the government is using this to create hurricanes?
I mean, the thing is...
Weather control theory. That's the one where they have the radar assemblies, right? Down in Cuba or something.
Oh, yeah. The big, like.
The thing is that, like, if people are talking about, oh, weather manipulation is like, oh, there's no way they can do that. Well, they're doing it. But, like, they are manipulating the weather right now, so it's definitely plausible to think that I'm not saying the government would do this, but they could if they really, really wanted to make it rain somewhere really badly, they could probably make it happen.
When it comes to the hurricane theory, I mean, all that we officially know is that they can make it rain sometimes by doing this cloud seeding, you know, it's like, but like, they, like, when it comes to building hurricanes, you know, they're not controlling the winds over the sea, over the Atlantic Ocean and type shit. You know, they're not doing all that. But, you know, we don't know. They could have advanced their technology. Maybe that is what's going down Area 51. But, like, if it's just cloud seeding, they can do that from almost anywhere. Just say you're playing.
Right. You know, Bill Gates is funding weather manipulation research.
Is he really?
Yeah, just Google it. It's crazy, dude. Weather manipulation is real.
I mean, I'm reading some stuff for the 9 weather modification published. Documents exist. It says the Pentagon and the CIA are doing this shit. So, like, I think that's very interesting.
Yeah.
We should do a full episode on this. Let's do a deep dive, you know?
Yeah. Okay. I could talk a good bit about...
Weather manipulation is really interesting because, I mean, you can manipulate the weather to an extent. Like, China used it over the Olympics to get rid of clouds to ensure that it was a sunny day.
That's pretty nuts. Like, I have to say, that is, like, that's up there on the nuts scale.
Basically, it seeded downwind of Beijing so that the moisture, they made a cloud front below Beijing, and then it pushed south.
Wild shit that's happening in real life. So, we're going to break this down in a full episode later on, coming at you. You may just heard your next episode. Conspiracy theories. We promise we're going to get back to some football stuff soon. All right.
Football.
What?
I said we're waiting on the football.
Yeah. True. I mean, we've got to wait for a season. We'll do some preview episodes. We'll talk about this later. We're digressing. All right. Number one, the most ridiculous theory of all, nothing happens at all.
No. Unbelievable.
No way.
Not possible.
You wouldn't go to this so much detail if nothing was going on.
Yeah, but what if there's legitimately nothing going on anymore?
It's just all people's speculation. What is it there then? You
know, like, what if it's been empty for 30 years? Like, they shut it down in the 70s and didn't tell anybody.
Well, there's still people there. People go to the base and work there. There's movement on the property at almost all times. So it's like there's something going on.
It might just be a normal airbase.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like it's just a normal airbase.
Normal planes don't fly in there, I'm pretty sure. That's why it's so secretive.
I mean, military planes fly in there, I think.
Yeah, I think, because it's technically under the jurisdiction of the Air Force.
Right.
Yeah, it is technically an Air Force base.
So, like, if anything, we don't know that. But, like, I can't believe that. I can't believe that they would be so locked down about something. Unless it's, like, a distraction. Like, they have everyone focusing on this as their secret base. They have a real secret base, like, in the middle of the Rockies or some shit. And that's where all the actual stuff goes down.
That's fair. All right. I think we've, would we have any other theories to talk about? Or have we wrapped up everything? I think we've got some pretty good content here.
Yeah. No possible internet, but have y'all seen the new Godzilla movie?
No, I have not.
Yeah.
Okay, Godzilla! Well, in that movie, it's like Godzilla's rising from the sea to meet this, like, giant spider creature type thing, and Area 51 is where the U.S. government hid the spider creature for, like, years and years and years.
Oh.
And, of course, it just busts out of Area 51.
Man, why don't you start the episode off with that? That's probably what it is.
I mean, I would be a little serious here, but yeah.
Being serious. Sounds like a very plausible thing to have happen. Giant spiders? Let's go.
Yeah. Godzilla's real? That'd be pretty cool.
Godzilla real? That'd be awesome, but I'd just be terrified to live in this world.
I feel like he always attacks, like, Tokyo and New York City, so I wouldn't love that.
Yeah,
he only goes to the coastal towns. Yeah. You're screwed, buddy.
Yeah,
inland, let's go.
Inland.
I have a hell of a cement staircase I can run to.
There you go.
Yeah, that's
good. All right.
They're coming out with this new movie. It's King Kong versus Godzilla.
Jesus, are we going to remake every movie in mankind?
That's the idea. That's like
most likely.
I forget which studio it is. It's Sony. Sony is trying to match the Marvel and DC, like, expanded universe type thing. They can't do superheroes, obviously, so they're doing monsters. You know,
they keep flopping, don't they? Like, I mean, it's flop after flop after flop after flop. It's like they're flipping pancakes over here, flopping everywhere.
Critically, but they do all right at the box office.
Well, the Godzilla thing wasn't that bad. It was a decent movie. It was like a 70 on Rotten Tomatoes. Like,
the Godzilla was?
Yeah.
The new Godzilla, it's not that bad of a movie. I mean, it's yeah. Where you see a lot of Godzilla fucking shit up, you know?
Like, oh, it was the greatest movie of all time. Acting was amazing. And you go, oh, that was badass. And you're going to forget about it in a day. But it was worth the $8.
Yeah. I haven't seen the King Kong movie, but I think it got worse reviews.
The Jack Black one?
Yeah. No, not the Jack Black one. It's from long ago. This is the one with,
Long ago, it was like 2 years ago. What?
That came out like a year or two ago. They've been working on King Kong vs. Godzilla for a while.
Yeah, but the Jack Black one came out like 2 or 3 years ago. It hasn't been that long.
That was like forever ago, boy.
It was like in like 2014 or something.
I'm looking right now.
Duh, y'all are so wrong. It was within 5 years. It's been within five years.
King Kong, Jack Black. 2005.
What?
What's up? I was right.
Are you shitting me?
2005.
That came out 2005?
Yeah, you're thinking of the other King Kong movie, which is King Kong Skull Island.
Yes, that's the one.
Yeah, that's the one they're combining with Godzilla.
Gotcha. Okay.
And that came out in 2017.
Damn, we are fucking old. If Jack Black King Kong came out 13 years ago.
Yeah, dude, we're old.
All right. So that actually leads us on. We have an exciting announcement. We're branching out in the podcast world. We're starting a second podcast. It's going to be called Ben. You want to announce the name, or you want me to get it?
I think it's better if y'all do. All
right. So the name, the Beer Bottle QBs Critics Review. Nice, understated. We're going to review some great shit, movies, TV, all your popular content. We may be doing our first episode is probably going to be Star Wars related, so look out for that. And then later this summer, we're working on a concept to bring Rambling Gambling Clay back to you every single week. Woo! And also an unnamed guest that we're working to get for a quick hitter 10-15 minute gambling podcast. So name not determined yet. It'll Rambling Gambling Clay is signed in long term contract. And when I say long term contract, I mean I texted him and he said he was down. So, so shout out Rambling Gambling Clay is going to be a main feature on a podcast for the Beer Bottle QBs. All right, so let's get everyone go follow us on social Twitter at Beer Bottle. What's up, Ben?
I think we should give him just a little bit more teaser about the film critic review and just a little thing to bring him in. We should tell him the name of the first episode. I think we came up with a great name for that.
Oh, the name?
Yeah, the name.
Is Disney ruining Star Wars?
They're trying their best.
They're trying their best, yeah.
All right. I love it.
Yeah, so back at everyone, give us a follow on Twitter. It's at the Beer Bottle QBs. A follow on Instagram, at the Beer Bottle QBs. Go check out the podcast. If you're listening to this, you already are. Subscribe. Give it 5 stars. Leave a review. If you hate it, don't leave a review. Only 5-star only reviews, please.
Only 5-star only.
We're trying to get our cred up for advertisers, you know. So if you like it, share it with a friend. I mean, we think this is great content. If you don't like it, just slide us into our DMs. Talk some shit. Maybe we'll feature you on the next episode. We need some good argument here. But yeah, we're also, me and CJ.
If you don't like our podcast, DM us and you can come on it and we'll argue.
Yeah, we will actually do that. If you don't like our podcast, DM us and you can come on. All right.
That would be awesome.
We will absolutely do that.
Live roast.
I mean, yeah. We will do that. It's not going to be a free for all. We'll come back at you, but
oh yeah, we're coming back.
Welcome to the Lion's Den. But so, and then me and CJ are also contributors to the frogswire.com. I repeat, frogswire.com. It's all your TCU news. Go check it out. We've got some funny articles. We've got some serious articles. We mostly cover football there. You know, we're football guys. That's what we like to do. So we've got some great content. CJ did an article about Max Duggan committing to TCU and the quarterback flight from Big Ten country. He also wrote an article about Athlon Sports
Ranking our toughest games.
Yeah, I wrote an article about SB Nation ranking us 2014 as the TCU is the most underrated team. No shit, SB Nation. Obvious call of the century. But a lot of fun stuff on there. It's all TCU news. It's a TCU website. And then I've been talking about, we finally broke into the blog scene. What was that, Siege?
It's all fun and funny.
Fun and funny, damn straight. And then working on it right now, I've been promising a blog for, seems like a year now, but I finally understand how to start a WordPress account. So we're well on our way to doing a Beer Bottle QB's blog. No idea what that'll entail. Probably a lot of me and CJ writing random crap. Maybe Ben will write some movie reviews. I'll certainly do hot sauce reviews. I have a 150-year special for Tabasco.
How long do I have to wait for hot sauce reviews? Come on.
How long do you have to wait? I'll do it tomorrow night then. If you want a hot sauce review, I'll give you a damn hot sauce review.
It's going to be hot right now.
Get a hot sauce review tomorrow. Like, Instagram getting a hot sauce review.
Oh, you want it on Instagram? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right, perfect. I'm going to do a hot sauce review on Instagram tomorrow. My mom got me a $40 bottle of Tabasco. It's like the 150-year special. Jeez. It's going to be dope. So we're starting off with a bang.
Alright, Instagram tomorrow.
I want to see like some direct sauce the tongue contact though in this, you know.
We can make that happen. I've been brainstorming what I'm gonna do it on. I think pita chip is the best base. You get the hot sauce, you get a little crunch. We're gonna do this on Instagram. I don't know if it'll be Instagram Live or Instagram Story. I don't know how to do an Instagram Live, but we'll figure it out. But alright, any final words for the ladies and gents out there, CJ?
I enjoyed this episode. I love talking conspiracies. Aliens are real. aliens are real, man.
Aliens are real. I like that. That's the only way you can end this episode. I agree.
Yep.
Well, I'm just going to hedge my bets and say all hail the one world government.
Hail the one world government. Yeah, that was a good one. You're in now.
Yeah, in now.
If we're like multimillionaires in 2 weeks, there is a real world, or a one world government, and they gave us a lot of money to prove that they exist. So look out for us being rich, or not a one world government. Prove it.
Either it's not real.
All right. Well, that was a hell of an episode, guys, and we're going to sign off.